24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it
locked. Keep it locked. Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google Page One? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, a violinist. I'm coming to you because I wanted to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secret to success in technology, music, and business. On Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes, Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music while we learn the secrets to success in music, business, and technology. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and on all social networks at Lady Z. Please pull out your phones and follow me on Instagram at LadyZhe.
Good morning. You're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z. And this guest is a special guest because he's going to be performing at HairCon. HairCon is happening January 19th, 2020 in El Segundo at Cross Campus. You can get more information and get your ticket by going to EVVEMI HairCon2020.eventbrite.com. That's EVVEMI HairCon2020.eventbrite.com.
Now, today, my guest is a father, husband, social media influencer, actor, hip-hop artist, and also Jazz and Tech Lounge alumni. He has come on my show before. He has amassed many, many, many followers. Last time I spoke to him, he had 8.8 million followers online, 8.1 on Facebook, 641 on Instagram, 50,000 on Twitter, and his numbers are significantly higher now. But he amassed this following without a major record deal or co-signs. He has well over 100 million views on social media, including World Star Hip Hop and YouTube, the public figure who is La Truth. He holds all these titles, and he has also produced a short film called Will He Cheat, and most recently he's promoting a single with fellow label mate Big Greg called Oh No. Without further ado, hello, how are you, LaTruth?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing good. Last time we talked, it was about a year ago, right?
Yes, most definitely.
So what has happened since then?
had another baby.
Oh, you had another baby?
Yeah.
Your baby's adorable. I've been following you on Instagram and Facebook and everything. Your baby's so cute.
Thank you.
Baby's adorable.
The Flex Atlanta reality TV show coming soon. I'm going to be starring in that.
Okay.
I got nominated for Couldn't Walk a Mile this year for the Hollywood Music and Media Awards.
Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, how do you balance it all?
It's everyday life for me now. Like, because I've been entertaining for over 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And I've been a father for 12 years, so it's everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Now, your baby has a social media handle, right?
Yes.
Now, can you give our listeners a social media handle?
Baby LaTruth. At Baby LaTruth, you'll find my newborn. She's 4 months now.
She is so cute.
Yeah, her following is building already. So,
how many followers does your daughter have now? I know I'm one of them.
I think out of Facebook and Instagram combined, it's over 30,000.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, it's been a minute since I saw you face to face. But I feel like hardly any time has passed, and I feel like I know everything that's going on. So how do you create such an engaging social media where people feel like they know you without knowing you?
I just try to, like, when I do my skits, I try to make stuff based on day-to-day life. If you're a mother or a father, you're going to be able to relate to anything that we do. We do pranks. I know you've been seeing the pranks.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Did you see the recent one she did to me? With the ICI.
Oh, you know what? I saw you mention it, but I didn't catch that one. So what happened in the Icy Hot prank?
Well, she actually put a laxative in my smoothie.
In your smoothie?
In my smoothie.
She put the laxative in your smoothie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not
that's
nice.
All I'm gonna tell you.
That's not nice.
Yeah.
You gotta go follow LaTruth. At underscore LaTruth, right?
Yeah.
Underscore LaTruth.
Underscore LaTruth on Instagram.
Yeah, you see my likes. You see me following you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be following you.
I see you down there from time to time. Appreciate the love, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just love what you guys are doing. If I know, you know what? When you came on last year, your video hadn't dropped yet. You guys were still shooting the video.
Yeah, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were still shooting the video. Oh, no. So, for our listeners who may or may not be familiar with that song, what is that song all about? Oh, no.
It's kind of about a guy trying to get at a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's more of a competition thing. Some men spend a lot of money, some men don't. So, it's kind of showing that side of it.
The materialistic aspect.
Right, the materialistic.
Of relationships.
Yeah. Big Greg did his thing. Shout out to Big Greg on that, too.
Yeah, shout out to Big Greg. Shout out to Big Greg and all the things he's doing. He's doing some big things.
He's doing some big things.
Right. I look forward to chatting with him soon. But back to you, LaTruth. So, you're nominated for a Hollywood Music and Media Award.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
It feels good, man. This will be the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was a feature joint with me and Big Greg.
Right.
And even with the Snoop, I won the award for that, but that's a feature with having Snoop on.
Right.
So this year is going to mean a lot more if I win because I'm by myself. It's a solo single.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny too because I was just with Snoop this weekend.
Uh huh. And how was that conversation with Snoop? Were you inspired? Did he drop any knowledge on you? Did he encourage you as an artist? What does Uncle Snoop have to say?
I really think Uncle Snoop could walk up to a homeless person and talk to him and inspire them to be great. And I don't think they would be homeless much longer. Yeah. His speeches is like that. He can bring out the best in anybody.
You know, I have to say, you know, from my life experience growing up in the LBC, alumni of Long Beach Poly, same as Uncle Snoop, you know, I identify on that level, that one way.
Right.
But then I also identify with him as a parent. As an artist, and I just love the way he's been able to fuse his love for the herb, even though I don't partake. He's infused love of the herb into everything he does and has monetized that. And as a businesswoman, I have to show respect to that.
Most definitely. That's something I want to get into. I want to get a dispensary myself. Smoke weed with Snoop, and that was like the best blunt I ever had.
Really?
Yeah, Snoop has his own strain.
What is it called?
I'm not sure what it's called.
Oh, you don't remember? Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure what it's called, but he does have it. So anybody out there listening, when you hear about the Snoop Dogg strain, you better make sure you get it. It's the best weed I ever had.
Wow. So before I came here to see you, because I know you're going to the Hollywood Music and Media Awards tomorrow.
Yes.
Wednesday, which is November, what's today's date? I've been so busy, I'm forgetting. I don't even have the date.
20th.
Tomorrow's the 20th?
I think so.
Yeah. Today's the 19th. So earlier today, I had the opportunity to sit down with the CEO of Manifest Music and the CEO of Ebony. So I want to know, because we didn't get to talk about this much, but what exactly is going on with Manifest Music? You guys are crushing it, from the Carolina Music Video Awards to... you know, consistently getting your artists nominated and winning awards with the Hollywood Music Award, Music and Media Awards. I mean, like, what else do you guys have cooking?
I mean, that's it. Like, we kind of, as far as the music, I'm trying to get my partner to start doing more acting as well. So, shooting more films, doing more music.
Right.
That's pretty much what we're about.
Now, I have a question. Now, I have to, we talked about Uncle Snoop, but I got to throw you the Kanye question.
Kanye?
I mean, you have to feel some type of a way about the whole Kanye thing, from like the Jesus is King to the Sunday service. He's touring all over the world with his choir. And there's been a lot of people saying things about, you know, is it really... you know, a true transformation? Is he just going to be a hypocrite? Like, won't he get back to hip hop? Like, how do you feel, like, from an artist standpoint and the creative direction that he has taken? Like, what are your thoughts on that? Are you inspired? Are you like, I mean, how do you feel about that?
I'm going to be honest. Like, when he started rolling with Trump, I don't pay attention to what he's doing.
Right.
So hearing what you just said was like the first time I heard that. I didn't even know he was doing it.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's honest. Like, I didn't even know that. Since the Snoop stuff, I kind of stopped paying attention to what he was doing.
Okay, so let's go back to Snoop. So one thing I really admire about Snoop is his Instagram.
Yeah.
I mean, does he have a staff?
I'm not sure.
How did he find? Because he be posting 30, 50 posts a day.
Yeah, Snoop posts a lot.
And they're all hilarious.
I was excited when he posted the single that I have with him. And then I went back the next day and couldn't find it because he posted so much stuff and covered it up. Like, it's down there, but
you got to bookmark it. When you see you got to bookmark it, add it to your collection.
Snoop posts a lot of funny stuff though, so he keeps you entertained.
Yeah, he always has me cracking and rolling my sides when I go on his Instagram.
He reminds me of me a little bit with that, though, because out of the rappers that do it, I probably was the first one to start posting humorous videos like that to go viral.
Right.
So to see somebody like Snoop, that's a legend, doing that, following that blueprint, it looks good to see that.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people that do it now.
Well, you amongst greatness.
Right.
Because you great, LaTruth.
Appreciate it. I'm humble, though. You know, you're I feel great, like I'm LaTruth. Just a regular guy.
You are a regular guy doing extraordinary things. Yeah. So, for the ladies, we're in the midst of cuffing season, and cuffing season is starting to ramp up. Mm-hmm. Probably going to peak in February with Valentine's Day. So, my cuffing season question to you is: How do you keep the love alive with Miss LaTruth? What's your secret?
We just, like, we role play. We do a lot of different stuff. Keep that spice there. We still, you know, we still come up with creative ways to show the love every day. Because a lot of times people get in relationships and then they just They don't do that anymore. The things you had to do to get the fire started, you have to continue doing that throughout it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's what we do. Like, I still go home to Edible Arrangements.
Aww.
Yeah, she sends that stuff to me. She does all that. So.
That is so sweet. So that's just awesome. So I remember there was a video that your wife viral.
Yeah.
You guys were on HLN. This is after the interview, right? Headline,
yeah.
and it really touched me because, you know, I have a son myself, mm-hmm. you know, and anytime he comes home and he's like, oh, I don't have no friends, or, you know, he just gets kind of down. It's like, you know, I think about that video and I just encourage him. You know, I encourage my son. So what was that like to for her to film that, and then for you guys to go on HLN together to talk about the importance of our young black boys to have a positive self-perception? What was that like?
I mean, it was definitely tough, you know, him going to school and the kids judging him because of his skin, because he goes to a school that's mostly white people, predominantly mm-hmm. white school. So just to understand that some of the friends didn't want to be friends with him because of that, especially in this day and time, I just always try to motivate him and tell him that black is beautiful, and show him videos of Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and myself, just like how great we are.
Right.
So he understands more. So.
Hashtag, you know, black excellence.
Exactly. But after this experience, though, and he started getting more attention from a lot of other people, he's good now. Like, he's definitely in a better place. He knows what his look is right now.
Right. Yeah. So he has a good self-perception now. That's
confident.
So critical. That confidence is so important. So the flip side of the confidence, you know, you don't want to be so confident that you're arrogant,
right.
that your confidence infringes on other people. So
right.
how do you weave that? I mean, you're such a humble person, just sitting here talking with you. And, you know, you guys have been so gracious throughout the years. Like, what would you recommend to our listeners? What would you recommend to our listeners to cultivate a spirit of humility that enables you to achieve greatness?
Just treat every day like it's your last and stay motivated. You know, never give up on nothing. Don't listen. Silence the haters, too. You know, it's going to be people that tell you you can't do something. The more you hear that chatter, you know you're doing something right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Because you're not going to get hate if you're not doing that. That's
exactly.
Just how it
goes. Right. A lot of people, what do they call them? The armchair coaches. The armchair critics. You know, the people who are not doing nothing. They always got an opinion about something. But those who are busy doing, they don't have time to be critiquing everybody else.
Exactly. Not at all.
Because they're busy in their own lane.
People, they're particular, and they never even tried it. They never did it themselves.
Right. Right.
But for some reason in their head, they think they can do it better.
Right.
I never understand that.
You know, it's so funny you should say that, because the older I get and I look at these performers, and I, as an artist, I know what it takes to put together a show. Mm-hmm. It's like, I just get upset. Like, why don't you, like, do it better?
Right.
You get up on that stage.
Yeah, it's your turn. Let me see what you
can. Yeah, and rap and sing and dance and play the guitar and play the violin and this, that, and the other.
Right.
You do it. If you're so critical.
They'll get quiet.
Right.
They'll be like, yeah, you're right. I can't get up. Man, you got to just give somebody their props for having the courage to get
right.
up.
Right. You have to acknowledge that.
Right.
That they even.
No matter how bad you may think
voice.
It is. Yeah.
So many people don't even know. Have you found their voice? They don't even have the courage to speak.
Courage is the biggest thing, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes before talent, in my opinion, because there's a lot of talented people that don't have the courage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They can sing better than Beyonce, but they ain't got enough courage to get up there and do it and stand in front of people.
They're scared of the criticism.
Right. So courage will take you a lot further. So that's like
right.
one of the main things. People got to have the courage.
So how have you cultivated your courage?
It's getting better. Because, like, I was one of them dudes, like, I've been an entertainer forever, but the courage side felt like I had the most talent, but I didn't really want to be in front of a lot of people doing it. So, but it's definitely got better. I still ain't where I need to be. Mm-hmm. I feel like if my courage was all the way up, like, anything. Some of these guys that's on social media, I say they got some crazy courage for some of the stuff that they do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Courage is one of the main things. Mm-hmm. After this interview, I think my courage is going to go even higher. Because a lot of times I break stuff down when I start talking. And like, that's real. What I just said about the courage top, it really is. The courage is the main thing.
Right.
I wouldn't say that I don't have the courage. I think I'm just so humble.
Right.
So sometimes you gotta be more courageous with it.
Right. I've been finding, like, the longer I live, the more I do certain things, I'm finding the nuance. It's like finding those nuances.
Gotcha.
And being able to, like, tweak those nuances helps you to get to the next level in whatever area of excellence you're operating. And so the sounds that you're hearing Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
We're in Hollywood, California. Hollywood, what site?
Would this even be considered cuffing season?
This is cuffing season.
In Hollywood?
You know what? I'm talking about nationally. Nationally.
I just want to narrow it down to Los Angeles, though. Because
it's
so warm.
It's always cuffing season in LA, though.
It's still hot girl summer here, huh?
You got the jokes.
Yeah, this LA, I believe it's still hot girl summer. Yeah.
I don't know about no hot girl summer, but I know about cuffing season. Yeah. So the sounds you're hearing is the ambient sounds you're hearing is we're on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. And I'm just so happy and pleased that the Truth has taken the time out of his busy schedule to come out here and chat with the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z. So what are three things that you want to leave with the listeners?
Three things. Follow me on all social media platforms, Facebook at LaTruthOfficial, Instagram _LaTruth, Twitter _LaTruth, subscribe to my YouTube. I'm also doing a car giveaway, so make sure you check my Instagram for that.
What kind of car are you giving away?
A Yukon Denali.
When are you going? Next Saturday?
XL.
Oh, XL.
Yeah. Okay. January 5th will be the date that I'll be announcing the winner.
So you heard it here first on the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z. Follow La Truth on all social media platforms, especially his Instagram, for a chance to win a Yukon Denali XL.
Exactly.
XL.
Free car. Brand new to y'all. Old to me, but brand new to y'all.
Right, all the
information is on the page. I'm not telling y'all it's 2020 or 2019, fresh off the lot. It's one of my cars. I'm giving it away. So it's new to y'all.
Okay. So what's your third thing?
I'm trying to think. I got to come up with a number three. I thought that was three.
You said follow you on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Go to all streaming sites and search La Truth. Download one of the singles, one of your favorite ones, and vibe out to it in your car or whatever. Dance to it.
Give the listeners the songs again. Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Don't Disrespect featuring Snoop Dogg. Couldn't Walk a Mile. That's the three songs. Pick which one you like the most. Do a video vibing to it, and I'll share you across my platform. You have the potential to reach over 11 million people, so let's get it.
Well, you've been listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, and make sure you listen to this interview again. I know you can press the rewind button. Make sure you get all those web links and everything. And support. Please support the truth. He's doing some amazing things. I know he has a lot of humor, but he also has some great just information out there. He's a father, a husband, an artist, an entrepreneur, doing some great things. And you'll definitely be encouraged and inspired. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z. We're on Bashani Radio. And we're always talking about everything from New York City. You can follow us at www.ladyzhe.com. And, you know, on the Jazz and Tech Lounge, we explore tech and enjoy the music while learning the secrets to music, business, and technological success. Thank you so much for tuning in. This was my interview. My guest today was LaTrue. And until next time.
Good morning. You're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z. And this guest is a special guest because he's going to be performing at HairCon. HairCon is happening January 19th, 2020, and that's Segundo at Cross Campus. You can get more information and get your ticket by going to EVVEMI HairCon2020.eventbrite.com. That's EVVEMI HairCon2020.eventbrite.com.
Yeah. Yeah. A said she got a man. Mm-hmm. Said he doing what he can. Mm-hmm. He sound like a good man. Said he doing what he should. Mm-hmm. Trying to take out the hood. Mm-hmm. Said he treat her real good, baby girl. But your man ain't got no dough. He sick and tired of hearing, ain't got no more. He ain't getting paid, ain't got no show. And when I hit the stage, they go front row. Ooh, no. Oh no, oh no,
oh no.
He looking through your phone, that's a no no.
No no.
He gon' see them texts that I sent you.
Sent you.
And all them different places that we've been to.
Been
yeah.
To.
By the way, where you been to?
Been to.
Feeling like a week or it's been to.
Been to.
He gon' try to buy you a Benz too, but he can't pay your rent too. Rent too. He listen what you into, into, but I can't do that.
Do that.
You already knew that. Now he begging for a second chance, already blew that. Yeah, I'm the man, say the least.
Say the least.
Throwing money while your man pay the least.
Pay the least.
Baby girl, I ain't telling you to cheat.
You the cheat.
I'm just saying, make the call. We
can
leave. She got a man.
Mm-hmm.
Said he doing what he can.
Mm-hmm.
He sound like a good man. Said he doing what he should.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to take out the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Said he treat her real good, baby girl. But your man ain't got no dough. He sick and tired of hearing, ain't got no more. He ain't getting paid, ain't got no show. And when I hit the stage, they go front row. Ooh, no. You ain't gotta work,
gotta work.
In my room, like you ain't got a shirt,
got a shirt.
Matter of fact, he ain't gotta work,
work.
You looking at me funny like this ain't gonna work. Oh no. I told you had a man.
Man.
Ain't too many people that can do it like the man.
Man.
White on white, we can do it like the Klan.
Klan.
You take it to the ceiling, we can do it like a fan. Oh no. You tell me how to top that.
Top that.
Stop telling me to stop that.
Stop that.
Can't hold on to your top hat.
Top hat.
Cause we roll on with the top back. Top back.
Yeah.
Then why they got it cocked back?
Yeah.
Cocked back.
Yeah.
You know they need to stop that.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Yeah.
Hey girl, you know I'm playing.
Know I'm playing.
Better not tell him where
A
I'm
said
staying.
She got a man.
Mm-hmm. Said he doing what he can.
Mm-hmm.
He sound like a good man. Said he doing what he should.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to take out the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Said he treat her real good, baby girl. But your man ain't got no dough. He sick and tired of hearing, ain't got no more. He ain't getting paid, ain't got no show. And when I hit the stage, they
LA
go front row. Ooh,
yeah. She say she got a man, but it's cool though.
It's cool,
I got a wifey, I'm just trying to get my groove on. Pick and choose, stick and move like a bullrog. Got me hopping in the throat like a bullfrog. Now I'm playing, I ain't creeping with these dirty sluts. Same chicks that'll fuck the crew for 30 bucks. I know you heard of us, I know you heard of us. Big Greg, LA Truth, I know you heard of us. I keep my eyes on the money, I never chase a chick. The more paper, more pussy, go get the dividends. I ain't trying to get with you, shorty, I got some single friends. But you sexy as hell, you got it going on. Shake shaking that ass so fast, I wanna take you home. Short skirt bending over so I can see your thong. Caramel complected, body shaped like me alone. Mine's cool if you just wanna be alone.
Got a man, said he doing what he can. It sound like a good man, said he doing what he should. Tryna take out the hood. Said he treat her real good, baby girl, but your man ain't got no dough. He sick and tired of hearing, ain't got no more. He ain't getting paid, ain't got no show. And when I hit the stage, they go front row. Ooh, no.
Ooh, no.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.